We heard from Amos last week as well. Amos is kind of the justice prophet. He's not afraid to call out the powerful and the influential and criticize them for what they're doing. And we said last week that he was from the south, from Judea, but he did most of his public ministry in the north, in the kingdom of Israel. But now this is some years later, and Israel has already fallen, and he's back in Jerusalem, in his home territory. Now he's criticizing Jerusalem for pretty much the same things. But one of the key lines there is, you know, in all your wanton luxury, you are not made ill by the collapse of Joseph. Now, Joseph had 12 sons, and those sons became the patriarchs of the 12 tribes. 10 of those tribes lived in the north in Israel, and they had all been conquered by the Assyrians, and many of them had been deported. And yet, here in Jerusalem, even though these are our countrymen, these are our brothers and sisters, you're not made ill by this. You're so busy celebrating your wanton luxury that you don't even care. Well, that's kind of a tie-in with the gospel story. It's not so much that the rich man was rich, but that Lazarus was at his door, and he didn't even notice him. If Lazarus was at his door, where he went in and out on a daily basis and didn't notice him, how uncaring can you be? Now, the door is significant there. Doors are thresholds. You go through a door to go from one room to another. You go through a door to go from outside to inside, or from inside to outside. It's a similar word to gate. Jesus says he's the good shepherd who opens and closes the gate so that the sheep can safely go out to pasture and come in for the night, day after day. But Jesus says, I'm not just the one who opens the gate. I am the gate. He's the connector between heaven and earth, between humanity and divinity. In his union of divinity and humanity within the person of Jesus, he is the gate, the connector. And he wants us to be a connector as well. The world is filled with divisions between rich and poor, left and right, different colors, different languages, different races, different nations. The world is better at dividing than unifying. But God is all about unity. Division was never in God's mind. God has always envisioned one God and one people, and that's what the whole Old Testament is about. And Moses and the prophets, they wanted the rich to be gatekeepers and to remain connected to the poor, and they said that over and over again in the Old Testament. And so when Jesus says, listen to Moses and the prophets, Jesus is saying, God's concern for the poor is not something new. It's always been there. That's who God is. God is the one who has a special care for the poor. And he wants us, who are his body, to do the same. And so it's about connecting. It's about celebrating and working and praying for the unity that God has in mind. In the Mass, we're always praying for unity. The Holy Spirit is the uniter. It's the role of the Holy Spirit in salvation to unite us to the Son. It's the role of the Spirit in the Trinity itself to unite the Father and the Son. And so when we pray for an imposition of the Holy Spirit, we're praying for unity. So when the priest prays that the Father would send his Spirit upon these gifts of bread and wine, he's asking that they would be so united with the Son, this, the simple elements of bread and wine would be so united to Christ that they would become his body and his blood. And then there's an invocation of the Holy Spirit over us that we would become one body, one spirit in Christ. Not a whole bunch of bodies, but one body. It's about unity. Union with Christ and union with one another. God envisions, and it's our destiny, that the divisions cease, that all would be one. And as long as we're about that, as long as we're not contributing to the divisions, and that goes for gossip, it goes for what we say on Facebook, it goes for, it just pervades our whole lives. We're either builders of union or we're destroyers of union. And it's always our choice. And so we pray today that we would make the right choices day in and day out. Because that's what it really means to be the body of Christ.